Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do have a guest right now, and I can't wait to get him out because he has crunched numbers. He has done a brilliant job of covering a very terrible season for the Philadelphia Eagles. From NBC Sports Philadelphia, the legendary Ruben Frank is here. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Rube, I got to say something. You are better than ever in a Eagles crisis. Is this fun for you? Is it invigorating?
Fun?
Is it invigorating? Does it give you a lot to work with when the team is historically terrible?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. Back in the day, you covered some really bad teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to take the same approach as when they're really good. I mean, people still want to know what's going on. You know, you got to do your thing. I'm not sure if fun is exactly the word to watch the product they're putting out there every Sunday, but the job's always fun. And, it's always fun to kind of quantify just how bad they are and you know, share that because they're really, really bad, historically bad right now.
Let me give a couple of examples because you had a terrific note yesterday about what happens when Jeff Lurie's team has a very bad season. He makes changes, right? Ray Rhodes, that's how he left. I think it was 3-13. Andy Reid, 4-12. Is it possible we're going down the same road right now with Doug Peterson, Rube?
You know, if we had talked about this a year ago, even 6 months ago, it would have been crazy. You know, the guy won a Super Bowl in 2017. But, you know, Jeff Lurie is a guy that, I mean, gosh, we've been around him a long time. He really values intelligence and order and consistency. And things adding up and things making sense and just a high level of thought. And you look at this team, you listen to Doug, you watch his play calling, and there's none of that. I mean, the things that Jeff Lurie values are totally absent in this team. And each passing week, I think it's more and more likely that he does make a change. Generally a Super Bowl coach is going to get a little more time, a guy that just won a Lombardi, but man, I watch this team and the way he's operated and just the things that don't make sense, the things that keep happening over and over that make zero sense, and I think it's a possibility.
Here's what doesn't make sense the most to me, Rube. How could Carson Wentz be this quarterback when even last year at the end of the year, he was way, 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 way better, and in 17 he was brilliant. How could he be one of the worst quarterbacks in football? How did this happen?
That's the million-dollar question. I don't think there's any one thing. I think it's kind of a bunch of things coming together that have kind of damaged his confidence. And, somebody threw out the notion of the cumulative injuries, even the concussion having a combined effect. And Doug didn't deny it, which was interesting. We'll ask Carson about it today. But I think the lack of just seeing the field and it's the mental stuff. I mean, mechanically he's fine. I mean, he's throwing the ball. He can throw the ball like he always did. It's just the decision making, the seeing the field, the pocket awareness. That's the weird thing. It's not like he's, there's anything physical going on. He's just not thinking. He's not using his head the way he always did. That's the weird part about it. It's not a slump. It's just a bad quarterback right now. But, I mean, it's a mystery, and I think it's a mystery to him, and I think that makes it harder. If it's one thing, you can kind of just try to work on it and fix it, but it's everything. And I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in any sport. A guy, you know, who had played at that level, playing at this level. I don't know if it's ever happened.
Rube, here's the thing that is amazing to me. You talk about being at the depths of despair. DK Metcalf is playing the Eagles on Monday, and he answered a social media question yesterday on who should be the quarterback of the Eagles. And he said Jalen Hurts. Could you be more disrespectful the week you're playing? Did you see that story, and what was your reaction to it?
You know, at this point, I'm not surprised when anybody says that.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Honestly, because if you're outside and, you know, you watch him playing, I mean, what quarterback isn't going to get benched playing like this? And, I mean, am I surprised he said it? I'm kind of surprised he said it, but social media being what it is, but am I surprised he thought it? I'm not surprised. I'm surprised anybody thinks Carson should keep playing.
Adam Schefter.
All right, you think he should be benched. Is that right, Rube?
I don't see why not at this point. I think there'd be some value in it.
Wow. Interesting stuff. You got another theory that really intrigued me yesterday. The left tackle. We had Mike Lombardi in a few minutes ago, and Mike Lombardi said there is simply no justification for putting Jason Peters back out there at that position. He can't play it. You could see that on Sunday. And you're saying they're not using Mulata all the time. Give us your theory on this. It's fascinating.
Well, the only thing I came up with was, so Andre Dillon was their first round draft pick last year. They want him to be the left tackle. You know, when you draft a guy in the first round, you want him to play. Obviously, Mulata has come so far. It's an incredible story. He's played really well. He's gotten better. He's got upside. He's 23.
Right.
You know, he's just a kid. But they want Dillard to be the guy. So I'm thinking maybe they don't want Mulata to play these last six games because they're afraid that he'll play so well that by the time next summer comes around, there'll be so much pressure on them to play Mulata and not Dillard, and they'll look bad again because this is another first-round draft pick bust because you got a seventh-round rugby player out there who's better than him. And they don't want that to happen because that's embarrassing.
You understand
what
you're saying.
That's the only thing I can
think of. But, Rube, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It is logical, but you're basically saying Howie Roseman's ego is taking precedence over what's right for the team.
You said it.
No, what other conclusion could I draw? It does.
Organizationally, you can't make decisions that way. You can't do that. You got to put the best guy out there.
Now, and have you, of what you've seen of Dillon, is there any indication he's going to be able to do what they think he's going to do?
I mean, he wasn't terrible those three games he started last year. He played pretty well in Buffalo. I just haven't seen enough, but
right.
Certainly it wasn't, you know, it wasn't overwhelming like this guy's going to be a star. I mean, he kind of got through those three games. The right tackle experiment, I mean, the way he responded to that and the way he handled that really turned me off as far as his future. He's got a chance, but certainly if I was the coach of this team, I'd have Jordan Mulata out there.
All right, I want to go on the other side of the ball for a second, Rube, because something's on my mind, and you're at all these Jim Schwartz news conferences. Is he playing favorites? He does testimonials for players who aren't doing anything. He did it yesterday for Maddox, right? And then Singleton comes up, who has been really good, and he goes, you know, he's got a lot he's got to work on. And he's like, does he have his pets? Do you think that's what's going on with Schwartz?
I think he just I think he doesn't have very many good players. And I think he tries to kind of talk around that. They're not only players. They're not only good players on defense. I was looking at do you know who their best player under 30 is? I mean, or let's say their best player is going to be under 30 on opening day next year.
It's
probably Alex Singleton. They got no players. Darius Slay's 29. BG's 32. Fletcher, who's not having a good year, he's in his 30s. I mean, Jim's got no good players. And the fact that they're a top 10 defense with no players, you know, tells me that the problem's talent. Look, I'm not saying he's done a great job as a coach. He's got nothing to work with.
And right, hold on, though.
I think it's the opposite problem of the offense.
Nate Gary returns. Who's playing, Gary or Alex Singleton?
If Nate Gary takes one snap from Alex Singleton, that's a crime against humanity.
That's a crime against humanity. We could file a lawsuit. I only ask this for you, amusement purposes. Seattle at Eagles Monday night.
Everything for amusement purposes.
Of course. Seattle at Eagles Monday night. What do you think?
I mean, with this team, who knows? At some point, they're going to win another game. I got into an argument with Seth Joyner last night about whether they're going to win another game this year. He thinks they're going 0-6. I think at some point, they're going to win a game.
Wow.
They're going to go 11-1. They're not going to beat the Seahawks. I mean, they don't beat the Seahawks when they're good.
All right. Okay. And you just gave me this terrible thought of Seth Joyner at your Thanksgiving table. Doesn't seem like a good fit. Ruben Frank.
Who brought this turkey in here? You call this stuffing?
Ruben Frank is. Ruben, last thing. You're such a great stat guy. Do you keep stats of your life? Like at the Thanksgiving table, are you keeping track of how many rolls Uncle Clem had?
You know I do.
You do? That's great. Write a column on it sometime. I'll read it, Rube. You're the best. Happy Thanksgiving, Rube. Thank you, pal.
You too, guys.
Ruben Frank, ladies and gentlemen. That was some fun stuff. Let's go to Jack in South Philly. Eagles, Shirley's waiting. I got a lot of great calls. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ray.
Jack, did you enjoy the debate between Andy the Troll and Lamont, the Cowboy fan?
Lamont barely got off the stool. Andy, first-round knockout within 30 seconds. He didn't have a shot.
Lamont is not overly bright, is he, Jack?
No, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Jack, what I'm trying to ask you is this. You must have encountered a Cowboy fan sometime in your life, right? You ever meet a Cowboy fan in your life sometime?
Yeah. I laugh at them, man. When they're walking around with their garbs, I just snicker. And they look at me and they know what I'm laughing at, but they don't ask.
Are they not bright, Jack? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, not at all.
They're not smart, Al.
That's not the problem.
All right. Anyway, Jack, would you like a spin on our wheel?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot, Inch.
I need you to tell me something you're thankful for in Philadelphia sports.
Know what I'm thankful for, Inch?
Yeah.
As close as I live to the sports complex, besides being the greatest sports complex in the country, I live 10 minutes from it.
Well, all of that is great. Rhea does, too.
Give him
a spin, because it's very cool. Al, you got everything right there.
There's a big game there, just getting up and being in the neighborhood, you feel an energy that I've missed, frankly.
Right. That's a pen, but it's a fine one. All right, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a Thanksgiving show, but it's been on the negative side this morning. There's no getting around it.
Why.
Maybe Eagle Shirley could help us. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family, friends. Al, Rhea, Viva, Ava.
Cheryl, are you thinking negative thoughts because of what's going on with the Eagles right now?
No, because other folks was doing it for us. And I'm glad Brandon Graham stepped up and, said what he said and defended us from, other analysts talking, about the Eagles. I'm really so grateful when he is on the show. I love listening to his podcast. I play his podcast because he's always positive. He's always bringing it, the truth. Regardless if it's they playing bad or good or whatever, he's always bringing the truth. So thank you so much. And the callers are right. Like, Kenny was right. Like, we're so appreciative. Besides our sports, we have a sports radio station, number one in this country, in my eyes. 94 WIP that's allowing fans to, call up, not just Eagle fans, and I know, Angelo, we rip other fans that's not Eagle fans, but, they faithful. They call up, they faithful, New York fans, Dallas fans, Giants, whatever. They still call the radio because they live here. Know what I mean? At the end of the day, y'all family does, and we appreciate all that y'all been doing. And it's something that came to my mind. I wish I knew all the words, but I'm not going to sing it. But I want everybody, if you can just pull up Michael Jackson, Remember the Times.
Those
are some times that you can just think about with the WIP being out before a game, being out at the park, y'all being out underneath the tent. Just remembering some good times, before a game, coming up to the studio, having the open door policy, just just having so much fun. Different people being at the different stores, at the restaurants, having, oh my gosh, what about, oh my goodness, how can you forget about Wing Bowl? Like, it's just so much you can go on and on that I'm grateful and thankful for. So the people that's traveling, I want and pray that y'all be safe. I really pray that y'all be safe and, you know, hug your loved ones, you know, stay with your loved ones, continue to call and check on your loved ones, and continue to call and rip into your team. You know, be happy for them. Be angry at them. You know, that's our God-given right to do that. We have all the right to do that, you know, for our team. So that really, really, really blessed me. You playing him being there. Cheryl, I appreciate it.
Until you called, this didn't sound at all like a Thanksgiving show. But you sent us in the right direction. God bless you, your family. Have a great Thanksgiving, sweetie.
I appreciate it. Thank you, too. Love you all, and God bless.
Great Eagle Shirley. And, you know, I've never said this before, but she alluded to the success of the show.
What is that?
I'm going to give you the secret to it now. We've adopted the exact same optimistic outlook on life that Brendan Graham has.
Huh?
Even in the darkest times, Al, we always see the silver lining. It's a beautiful. The thing that has made this show a success is we always have a positive outlook. And each and every one of you out there should adopt that approach in your lives. Even in the darkest times, there's something to be happy about.
I'm going to need socks. Second opinion.
I'm sorry, really? Joe, what was that again?
Brian Socks.
215.
Happy Thanksgiving.
215-592-9494. Lots more show ahead. Week of back. Dear Dolly is put together, Al, in a tight little package.
Mm-hmm.
All the national voices that are talking Eagles right now. You'll hear it in 40 seconds when we come back. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.